Have you tried a hojicha latte yet? Just like matcha powder can be mixed into a delicious matcha latte, hojicha powder can be mixed into milk to create a delicious hojicha latte. We finally have some hojicha powder available on our online store, so we thought we'd take the opportunity to mix up a hojicha latte and show you how to make your own at home. Let's get started. Okay, so what we have here is the hojicha powder, which is a product we just launched, and I'm really excited about it because it's gonna let us make a delicious hojicha latte. I also have some oat milk here. This is one of my favorite brands because it's very neutral, so it's going to work well with the hojicha powder but not really steal the show or affect the flavor a whole lot. So what I'm going to do here, the ratio that I like is 1 teaspoon hojicha powder and about 1/2 cup of the oat milk. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be whisking it up just like I would matcha latte. But what I'm going to try to do is really limit the amount of water I add. So you see I kind of have basically a leveled out 1/2 teaspoon of powder. So I can get the measurement exact. So here what you can see is the hojicha powder. You see it's this really nice dark brown color, and it's sifted into a really fine powder. So really nice hojicha powder here. And if you've been watching some of our matcha latte videos, this next step is gonna be familiar to you. We're actually gonna try to make a paste. And this does two things, as you'll see in a second. First, it lets you smooth out the clumps, and also it allows you to mix the hojicha powder into the milk without adding too much water, because that's gonna dilute it. So what I'm gonna start by doing is adding a tiny bit of hot water, probably about 1 tablespoon or so. And then you see there's these clumps forming here, which is not great because that's not gonna mix so evenly into the latte. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna take my whisk. So this is the whisk that you would use to make matcha latte or just a regular bowl of matcha. And what you can see here is when I'm working with just a small amount of water, it's very easy to smooth out those clumps. So this is a step I would recommend. And what I'm going to do is add just a tiny bit more water in here using my measuring cup for this. So that should be about enough. Just kind of mix this all in. You can foam it if you want, but it's not really necessary right now. And I'm just going to go ahead and get a little aroma from the powder. Wow, it's like, it's a much more intense version of that hojicha, kind of that charred wood. Not quite smoky, but it's kind of the aromas that you would get from, you know, like you have a campfire and then you pour the water over it and just put out the fire. And after the smoke clears, you kind of have that like wet charred wood. This is really what I'm noticing in the aroma of the hojicha powder. But let's go ahead and add in the oat milk, or add it to the oat milk. I'm going to go ahead and add in 2 1/4. Actually, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to add it in here. It's going to be 1/2 cup. So now what we can do is we can pour in the hojicha into the oat milk. You see the hojicha and the milk have not perfectly combined yet. So let's go ahead and stir this up. So I like the hojicha latte to be pretty strong. You can also add more oat milk in if you want. You can add a little bit of sweetener in it, because I'm normally used to drinking just straight green tea, straight hojicha. I like to add a little bit less, and this is a good ratio that I found, because I really want to be able to taste the flavor of the hojicha, because that's kind of the point of the latte in my mind. Yeah, it's really good. I think the oat milk, because this particular oat milk is really neutral, it's really not taking away from the hojicha, it's just kind of smoothing out any of the bitterness that would be present otherwise. So the first sip of it is, you know, very creamy, very milky. You get a little bit of this kind of savory flavor in the first sip. So the oat milk's kind of allowed to dominate the flavor profile. And then the hojicha comes in later. You know, first bringing that intense roasted flavor to the palate. And then afterwards, you get into this more, these sweeter, kind of more chocolatey notes. If you're used to drinking hot chocolate, this is something that's going to be very familiar to you. It's got a very similar taste profile. Very chocolatey, a little bit roasted. Definitely leaning more on these warm flavor profiles, which is really nice. So this is very different from a matcha latte. It might seem similar because it's a latte made with tea powder, but because this is roasted tea and not regular green tea like matcha, the flavor profile is completely different. It's much warmer, much more roasted. Maybe this is something that you would drink more in the winter, but I'm actually enjoying it now. The weather's pretty warm out. I'm enjoying it cold, and it's just delicious. So I would definitely recommend you try out a hojicha latte for yourself. So as I mentioned before, this is a powdered hojicha. So the advantage of the powder is that when you powder a tea, you're really concentrating the flavor. So you're kind of bringing out more of the intensity. If I were to drink this plain, it would be a completely different story because it would be just very strong on these slightly bitter, woody, roasted flavors. But when you add milk and sugar, it works perfectly. You actually want something a little bit more robust when you're working with milk and sugar and other ingredients. So the advantage of the hojicha powder, the advantage of powdered tea in general, is that it could be added to all sorts of different creations. So not only matcha lattes or hojicha lattes, but also recipes like cakes, cookies, ice cream, and more. So we're really excited to finally have this hojicha powder. This is something we've had our eyes on for a long time now, and we finally found a good supplier, Oishi Tea in Japan. This is really, after tasting a few different hojicha powders, this is really the best one we've had. We're really looking forward to seeing what everyone comes up with this hojicha powder. There's all sorts of different recipes that we have on our website that you can try out. And I think it's going to be really exciting to see what we can come up with together. So thank you all so much for watching this video. I hope you liked it. Hopefully you can pick up some hojicha powder on our website and start making your own hojicha creations this week. And let us know what you guys come up with, because we're definitely open to trying new recipes on this channel. And if you have any suggestions, just please let us know. So thank you all so much for watching. If you like this video, it would really mean a lot to us if you could like the video and subscribe to our channel and pick up some tea. All of these would help support us in what we're doing. And if you have any questions about green tea or hojicha, please let us know in the comments below, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. So thank you all, and we'll see you next time.